funded by the NRA telling us nothing could ever be done to prevent this. We call BS!
It's time for Forward Nation Radio. Now here he is, the host of Forward Nation Radio, David Leventhal.
Welcome to Forward Nation Radio with me, David Leventhal, and with our new look for this week. This was not a marketing decision. It's 70-something degrees in New York in February, and it's 90-something degrees in our studio. So we've gone with the casual look. On today's show, discussion of Republicans and their war on children and institutions. A little bit of the latest on Russia, sexual discrimination, and an update on gerrymandering. But first, Trump and the Republicans promised that they would bring jobs to America. They just didn't tell us that those jobs would be grief crisis counselor and medical examiner. Yes, we are in the wake of the shootings still at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Or as the NRA puts it, boom times for gun sales. Donald Trump, our fearless leader, the man we rally around at a time of national grief and concern, came out and really put his finger on the problem.
The mental health is your problem here.
No, Mr. President, mental health is only the issue in your head. There is a different issue in Florida.
But this isn't a guns situation.
Actually, it is guns. You might want to make it mental health. They'll think about it for a moment, and people might start talking about the fact that a year ago, you signed a bill to loosen restrictions on the mentally ill getting guns. Not much solace there either, but at least that doesn't make you pick on your true friends and benefactors. Because this is ultimately, as it always is, about guns. And some of us are getting really tired, fed up, and sick of the deja vu all over again. Every couple of weeks, back here. In America, 13,000 children below the age of 17 die from guns each year. 13,000 children. We are reminded that in the first 22 days of this year, there were 11 school-related shootings, one in every other day. I guess we've made a little bit of progress since then. Or as The Onion recently so memorably put it, as it often does, no way to prevent this, says only nation in which this routinely happens, or regularly happens. Enough already. It's the same old crap over again of not doing anything. We are reminded of being here a few weeks ago and talking about the promises that were made in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting. We talked about the fact that Republicans bravely came out and said, we should ban bump stocks, maybe. At the time, we noted that that was the least that they could do, but they hadn't yet done even that yet. Well, guess what? here we are at the next shooting, and you know what? They're still promising to do the least that they could do. Trump boldly came out against bump stocks. We don't have the legislation signed yet. But our fearless leader made this brave stand after consulting with his experts. Well, actually, he just asked the rich guests of Mar-a-Lago, because that's where the President of the United States does his consulting. But that's okay, because he's out today having a listening session. I hope that those people speaking to him in the listening session are sprinkling his name around a whole lot and saying good things about Donald Trump, because history tells us that that's the only way he'll stay awake past the first speaker. So he says now that he's for banning bump stocks, as they did a month ago or a couple months ago when Las Vegas happened. And yet, in the wake of the shooting in Parkland, Florida, the Florida legislature once again refused to ban assault rifles. There is hope that something will happen this time, because kids are taking up the torch and carrying it here. There is hope that the movement by brave and inspiring speakers from that high school will actually put pressure on our government to finally do something about the carnage. We read a recent poll that says by 67% to 29%, Americans support an assault weapons ban. And yet we don't get it. We will be told, as we already are, not to politicize the issue, which is, of course, inherently political. We will be hearing calls to get beyond politics and must be aware, even of people who are on our side on this one, of false equivalencies. Because this is not both sides. This is one side. This is a Republican Party that is insane, that is so enthralled with the National Rifle Association, so owned by them, that they make the Democratic Party, which is only corrupted by the NRA, look honest. Let's talk for a moment about who the NRA is so we don't forget what's going on here, because this is important. You will hear about how this is about hunters and people defending themselves. You will hear all kinds of bullshit about what this is about. But make no mistake, what this is about is selling more guns. It is about greed. It is about profit. It is about the lowest scum on the planet, willing to further enrich themselves literally over the dead bodies of our children. That's what this is about. And that's who the NRA is. Fundamentally, they are firearms manufacturers. And what do they want? They want to sell more guns. You decide if you want them leading this country. If not, and if you're watching this show, I'm guessing the answer is you don't want this. You need to join the movement now. You need to get involved. You need to lend your support. You need to show up at a march. You need to do what you can to put enough pressure on politicians that ultimately they count the votes and say, I don't care how much money the NRA is giving me, these people are gonna vote me out of office, however safe my seat might be. While we're talking about who the NRA is, let's never forget who the Republicans are, who the people who are leading this country in every facet of our government, who they are, because they are not different from the NRA. They just represent more greedy bastards than the NRA represents. The Republican Party once again reminds us that in order to further enrich its already rich donors, it will sell off the lives of our children. Because their crookedness goes beyond school shootings and the NRA. The crookedness extends to every aspect of our government and the Republican Party right now. We've read this week how the record $107 million raised for Trump's inaugural, fully a quarter of it found its way to the firm of a friend of Melania's. All that money that was supposed to be donated to charity, because it turns out the inauguration was a piece of shit and they certainly didn't spend money on the people who were there, because there weren't many people there. About $5 million in total went to charities. Let's remember that we are in the midst of a Republican war on the regulatory state. And let's remember what that means, because speaking of it in the abstract, I guess, doesn't make it real enough for too many people in this country. Just this week, it was announced that the USDA, under Trump, has plans to save money, which they need to save because of the trillions given away to rich people in the Republican tax cut, include cuts to food stamps. Because after all, why should children be able to eat? Understand when we talk about cuts to food stamps that food stamps are to provide nutrition to children. As, for instance, our school nutrition programs, which the USDA has also announced that they will be weakening regulations governing school nutrition. They will be instituting weaker rules for meat inspection. Because after all, a little bit of rat feces never hurt anybody. Okay, wait, that's not fair, because under the current rule, there's a little bit of rat feces in your meat. Under the no rules, the rat feces will probably be your meat. Yes, this is an administration and a political party that looks back to the glory days, so aptly chronicled by Upton Sinclair a century ago in the jungle. That feel-good rom-com about those wonderful workings of people in your meat factories. Who's tainted meat gonna hurt? It's somehow better, and I guess it is, but it's not good enough that we poison our children slowly? Also, this week, Congress voting to gut the Americans with Disabilities Act. Because after all, disabled fetuses are something we should be very concerned about. But disabled children? Oh, fuck them. Once again, we get to be reminded, as Emma Gonzalez has famously done, the student whose video went viral. We are reminded of former Representative Barney Frank telling us that Republicans believe that life begins at conception and ends at birth. And here we are again. Did you see how our EPA director, Scott Pruitt, flies first class where he goes at taxpayer expense? Did you read why he does that? Because he's afraid to fly in coach. Those people are so nasty to him there. Why would they be nasty to him? He's just letting companies poison them for profit. I think we should have a rule. If the EPA administrator backs weakening rules to keep our water cleaner, people could dump that water on the head of the EPA. So here's some for you. So in other words, if EPA new rules will allow more urine in the water, people in coach should be able to piss in the face of Scott Pruitt. I'm sorry, I know that's gross, but seriously, piss in the face of Scott Pruitt. What a piece of garbage. Puerto Rico, which we don't mention enough on this show, because like everything else this administration is doing to destroy people's lives, it's eclipsed by many things that have happened since. But 1/4 of Puerto Ricans are still without electricity. Maybe we didn't cause that crisis. No, it's Trump bondholder friends who did. But we're sure as hell not helping it. Because, you know, if only they were Americans and white. DACA. We can't even get that done. Literally, we are talking about our children. Oh no, their children. Brown children. We can't even get DACA done. That's how much this political party loves our children. They will use them as hostages for policies that will make rich people even richer. They are ransoming the lives of our children. The New York Times had an article, an editorial this week, I think, titled "Trump Team's Dubious Ethics." Clearly it was meant to be ironic, because you can't be dubious if you don't exist. And we were reminded of the FCC and Ajit Pai, who will be screwing up the internet, because after all, kids don't need real information. Kids don't need to learn. There's always Fox News. So what do we do with this? What do we do with these people? And the answer, well, other than the solution I mentioned a minute ago, I don't believe in violence. Mostly because the other side is more heavily armed than we are, but also because I don't believe in violence. But they need to be thrown out. They need to be soundly rejected. They need to be swept under the biggest rug we have in this country and told, you are done, we don't want you, change your party. And as we've said on this show many times, what needs to go along with that to make sure that this country can be run for the people in it is no billionaires. We need to join a bandwagon that says as long as we have billionaires, we have people with too much political power to enrich themselves further at the expense of everybody else in this country. It's time to choose a side, and it's time to have your voices be heard before it's too late. Okay, speaking of it's getting late, Russia. Russia's been back in the news. Let's see. The special counsel, Robert Mueller, announced early in the week the indictment of 13 Russian individuals and 3 Russian companies for getting involved in lying to Americans through information warfare, which I think has led Fox News to bring a lawsuit claiming trademark infringement. Is that? I heard that somewhere. That may not be true. I don't know. It should be true. Information warfare conducted by the Russians and their efforts to sway Trump. What do we learn from this story, which is, of course, still developing, as we've been want to do throughout? We don't want to get ahead of this story. Let the chips fall where they may. But what do we learn from what we know so far? First of all, let's go back to the reaction of our great and glorious leader, who's constitutionally sworn to serve, to defend and protect, whatever the hell the constitutional oath is, and who reacted to an indictment of Russians engaging in democratic warfare against this country by, as he always does, "I didn't do it. It's not me. It's okay. This is not anything bad for Trump. It's good for Trump." Once again, our fearless leader rushed to the defense of himself and only himself. Oh, how glorious. Really, Trump supporters? Seriously? You're buying into all this still? be racist to his own defense. But even more than that was the way he raced to his own defense and the progress of his reaction to this, which is just classic. And is a reminder that the President of the United States is an idiot who watches too much TV. He initially responded by saying, "See, this is great for me." How's he so clueless? Well, the answer is, you all know, is he watches Fox News. He learned about this probably from watching Fox News. And Fox News was busy lying to the morons who watch Fox News. Like, you know, the president, who might have the ability to get information from somewhere else. More on that in a moment. And Trump was like, yeah, that's right. This is good for me. Excellent. This was abetted, of course, undoubtedly by his aides coming in to talk to him about this. And what do we know about what his aides say to him? They lie to him because he's 4 years old and they have to lie to him so he doesn't blow something up. So you could imagine his aides coming in and saying, don't worry, Mr. President, this is fine. It's not bad about you. This is great, whatever. This is good for you, Mr. President. It's wonderful. But then the president, unlike his credit, unlike his supporters, turned the channel. Okay, I just really indicated how old I am right now. Okay, nobody watching this show has ever turned a channel. They hit a different button or something. You know, like tubes, the internet. Anyway, he changed the channel and he saw what reality was saying. And then he went nuts. He went insane in blasting in tweets, a tweet storm over the weekend. Poor president, reality for a moment set in. What's interesting also about what we know about this indictment is what the Russians even have been saying about this, which is, this would never work in Russia. We didn't think it would work so well in America, but we really didn't count on the kind of Americans who watch Fox News. We didn't count on Trump supporters. We had no idea it was going to work this well. These people are so fucking stupid. I didn't say that, they did. Okay, don't get mad at me. They said that, not me. They said, we can't believe these people are so freaking stupid, they're falling for whatever we write. Essentially, they discovered the Republican playbook. If there wasn't collusion here, it didn't matter. They shared the same playbook. There was copycat. First of all, they were lying to idiots. That's straight out of the Republican playbook. Second of all, what were they doing? Let's not lose sight that much of what they were trying to do with all this Russian interference in our election was to stop blacks from voting. Gee, who in America tries to stop blacks from voting? Oh, right. That's the Republican Party. That's for years. The Republicans are going, hey, those Russians, they learn well. The Russians are going, gee, those Republicans, they teach well. They're onto something. If there's no collusion, well, at least imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Donald Trump's own campaign advisor had said, we've got three, proudly said before the election, we've got three major voter suppression initiatives underway right now. That's going to help us win. A lot of that aimed at black people, just like the Russians. Maybe they were including the Russians. The latest news on this now is that political messaging sites are mimicking the names of independent news organizations to help Republican candidates around the country. Republican congressional candidates are citing in their ads that they were endorsed or supported, and quotes, from made-up news organizations. This isn't just Russia. We should hate Russia. But we should hate the Republican Party for doing the same thing and for doing it for years. They are making up fake news sites and then they are quoting them as endorsing them. Why? You've already got Fox News. Why do you need the fake sites? Devin Nunes, the Trump bitch who didn't recuse himself from the Russia investigation, head of the House Intelligence Committee. According to Politico, he launched a so-called news outlet called the California Republican. This really is Nazi Germany stuff. There's one thing that Republicans were right about, a little bit anyway. Where the hell was the FBI in all this? Why did it take a special counsel to indict these people? Now, this has nothing to do with the Russia investigation. Distracting, as they're trying to do with the shooting, now blame it on the FBI. The FBI should be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. And it should be able to investigate the Russia crisis. Why wasn't it indicting these people? And yes, why wasn't it doing more to stop the proliferation of guns in the hands of jackasses? Oh, right. It has to deal with Republicans. Also in Russia, Rick Gates has apparently pleaded guilty to money laundering and illegal foreign lobbying. Rick Gates is the guy who worked underneath Paul Manafort. We're getting closer and closer to Paul Manafort. People are speculating as to what this means. The expectation is that we are putting all kinds of pressure on Paul Manafort to get him to turn against Trump and the few people who might rank higher than him. But we're getting pretty near the top at this point. And it's going to take a lot to flip these people because, as we've mentioned before in the show, this is the mafia. You keep your mouth shut, Omerta, you will be well rewarded. Your family will never have to work. You will get money. But if you tattle on us, if you become a stool pigeon, I'm not kill them, but they'll effectively destroy their lives if they're not already destroyed. And we've got another guilty plea with this Dutch lawyer, Alex van der Zwaan. Let me say that because I like to say that name. Once again, the news in that hopefully being that the investigation is far-reaching enough that we could be getting into the financial crimes that, let's face it, pretty much everybody on the planet at this point knows that the President of the United States engaged in for decades. Jared is back in the crosshairs regarding his fundraising and his security clearance. We haven't completely forgotten the Rob Porter story, which we'll come back to briefly in a moment. We're reminded of all the people in the Trump administration who have access to top secret material without having passed a background check, without having been able to be given a security clearance. Again, a reminder, the man is in office because Hillary was supposed to be locked up for using a private email server. And these guys are just CCing Russia on their emails, apparently. So Trump once again went crazy on that one, changed his own statements. What is the Trump voter going to make of this? Earlier in the week, before the indictments, it was pointed out by a poll that 49% of Trump supporters still believe that Russia did nothing. There are people on Mount Everest who know that Russia was involved in the US election. But that's okay, because they're watching people like Alex Jones. On one of my podcasts on the media this week, I actually got to listen to Alex Jones talking to his viewers and saying, I've got the memo in front of me. Release the memo. I've got it in front of me. It is 100 pages. Look, here it is, 100 pages. Only off by 96 and a half pages. So close. So close, Alex. You could smell success on that. His viewers, when they find out the memo is 3.5 pages, do any of them say, maybe I should turn the channel? There I am with the turning the channel thing again. Anyway, Rob Porter, let's not forget about this whole security clearance thing, and let's not forget about Republican wife abusers, misogynists in the White House, as if that's okay. Let's not forget that the President of the United States is credibly accused of being one of them by his ex-wife. We've decided during the week that for some of our viewers, it's gotten a little hard to keep track. Here another speechwriter resigned, David Sorensen, after being accused of grabbing his wife's hair, throwing her into a wall, putting a cigarette out on her hand, driving a car over her foot. You know, boys being boys. I know, it's even offensive that I like it. I feel bad that I even made a joke about that. It's disgusting. So how do you keep track? Well, we've created for you, our loyal viewers, a handy planner for Trump administration departures. It's even two-sided because we are environmentally conscious and we know that for a day, you need a lot handy. We've had days with more than that. So we're gonna have this up on the board, but to help you keep track, today is still, pick a day, any day, and we helpfully down below suggest what you could be using to fill in the blanks, and name of cabinet secretary, advisor, whatever, was forced to leave the Trump administration today because he, she, pick one and only one, and probably he, was caught by the media being a blatant misogynist, racist, pedophile, Russian agent, insufficient lick spittle. Sorry, I just love saying lick spittle. Look it up. Intellectual. Any of those. And therefore had to be gently asked to leave immediately upon months, weeks, days, 40 minutes, haha, for those who know the John Kelly thing, that was a joke, of the administration's having learned of it. Or immediately acting upon it becoming public information. He, she was unable to get a security clearance because blank Russia. So that should help you as the Trump administration moves forward in addressing this. Okay, briefly before we go, we had our show last week on gerrymandering. I want to do a little bit of a follow-up on that. We had our special guest, Dr. Andrew Beveridge. Well, since our show, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has redrawn the electoral map in Pennsylvania. Expectations are that because of the newly redrawn map in Pennsylvania, i.e. voting, Democrats could pick up six seats, up to six seats in Pennsylvania. That is one quarter of what they need to flip the House. But let's also remember, and we will continue to discuss these issues, gerrymandering is one of many threats to voting posed by our Republican leadership. The voter suppression we've already talked about earlier in this show and at length on prior shows. The efforts to change the 2020 census to put a question about citizenship on it. To A, intimidate people into not filling out the census, or B, in which case the Republicans could pick up seats by changing the distribution of seats around the country, or B, giving ICE a handy roadmap for who they need to pick up. Republicans continue to pack our federal courts. Chuck Grassley, the head of the Judiciary Committee, ended the long tradition in this country called the blue slip tradition, where either senator of the home state where a judge is from, a judicial nominee is from, can squelch the nomination. He said no. In Wisconsin, the Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin did not want their rabid conservative piece of garbage who had been nominated, a guy by the name of Michael Brennan. She refused to return the blue slip. So Chuck Grassley said, oh, fuck it. This is why courts matter. This is why the Senate election in 2018 is so important. Because at that point, it stops. Oh, and in our final word, our efforts, should they exist, to impose reasonable gun control are undermined by the fact that just a few years ago, a conservative Supreme Court, for the first time in American history, in the Heller decision, ruled that the Second Amendment confers an individual right to bear arms. We'll see you next week with hopefully some happier news. Have a good week until then. Thanks as always for joining us. Like Looking Forward, go to ForwardNationRadio.com. That's ForwardNationRadio.com and get the full experience. You'll see the video from this in every episode there and on our YouTube channel as well. And those places are certified Russia-free. Don't miss the next Forward Nation Radio podcast on Podbean at podbean.com. If you love what you heard, like what you heard, and you are insistent upon going on Facebook or Twitter, please subscribe to us or subscribe to our show. Share us with your friends. Help spread the word. That's how things change. Forward Nation Radio. Thank you. See you next week.